In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. I'm your host, Muhammad. The Teacher is a radio documentary on the life and character of prominent Muslim figures as well as non-Muslim figures who were influenced by Islam. Please stay tuned. Today's story, the life and character of the Christian scholar George Jordak. Dear listeners, Imam Ali was so just and fair that people around the world acknowledge this fact. One of these individuals is the Christian literator George Jordak. When George Jordak was asked why he would not write about other personalities, he said, "Many people of different Arab countries, such as Egypt, told me to write books about the other companions of Prophet Muhammad, but I didn't accept their offer. Not that they were bad people, but I believe that after Imam Ali, I don't consider anyone else who deserves to be written about." George Jordak also believed that Imam Hussein, the son of Imam Ali, was a just man who rose to fight against the corrupt ruler Yazid. When asked why he did not write much about Imam Hussein, he said that Imam Hussein is the one who continued the path of his father Ali, and I have mentioned this in my writings.
أنا بذهني بأعماقي أنه الإمام علي شغلة إنسانية كبيرة كتير كأنه واحد عم يعمل مخطط لمستقبل الإنسانية كلها.
In my depth of soul and heart, I believe that Imam Ali was like a big and precious human treasure. He acted as if he was designing a guiding map for the future of humans. Imam Ali was a great person, and his personality cannot be limited to human borders. That's why I call him the voice of human justice.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You're listening to the program, The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. Dear listeners, George Jordak, who was a great Arab literary figure that wrote a lot about Imam Ali, believed that no one exists in the world who has the character of Imam Ali, and that he was a unique personality. George Jordak considered Imam Ali as a noble human being and believed there was no reason to attribute divinity to him. George Jordak said that Imam Ali was an exemplary human being. Imam Ali established a government based on Mohammedan justice. And now, Ayatollah Khamenei talks about the personality of George Jordak.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. For example, George Jordak, who was a Christian scholar, compiled the five-volume book, The Voice of Human Justice, about Imam Ali. There are many Sunni scholars who wrote about Imam Ali's virtue during history. However, George Jordak is a Christian who wrote passionately about Imam Ali. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
وقتی شخصیت امیرالمومنین رو بشناسه در مقابل او خضوع میکند.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. George Jordak said, "Wasn't Ali the one who said, 'Poverty in one's homeland makes one a stranger, and on the other hand, being wealthy in a foreign land is as if one is living in his homeland?'" Imam Ali had also said that people are two groups. Either they are your brothers in faith, or the same kind as you in creation. George Jordak says that Ali's status among Christian ideology is very similar to that of Jesus Christ, due to the similarities between his sayings and course of action. George Jordak also had a meeting with the supreme leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei. Ayatollah Khamenei thanked him very much for his writings about Imam Ali and told him to write a book concerning his daughter, Lady Zainab. George Jordak ultimately died on November 5th, 2014, at the age of 82 or 83. May he rest in peace. Hujjatul Islam Khosrow Shahi talks about George Jordak. Let's listen to it.
مرحوم آیت الله بروجردی در نامه‌ای که خطاب به آقای صدر بلاغی می‌نویسند نوشتند بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم به عرض عالی می‌رساند فعلا نسخه‌ای که از کتاب جورج جورداغ فرستاده بودید.
The late Ayatollah Brujerdi in his letter to the late Sayyid Sadruddin Balaghi wrote this way, In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. George Jordak himself sent me one of the copies of his book and wrote me about his motivations for writing such a book about Imam Ali and the efforts that he spent on this way. I read some parts of this book and I found it very much useful and even incomparable in terms of content to the other books which were written on the character of Imam Ali. I personally assure you of publishing this book in Iran. So this request of the late Sayyid Sadruddin Balaghi and the answer given by Ayatollah Brujerdi paved the way for translating this book from Arabic into Persian language. Unfortunately, the Shah regime of Iran conspired a plot against the late Sayyid Sadruddin Balaghi, so the intelligence service of Shah imprisoned him and shred away all his translations of George Jordak's book. Even after the Islamic Revolution of Iran, no excerpt of the Persian translation of George Jordak's book by the late Sayyid Sadruddin Balaghi was found, because this book was very much precious and no Persian translation of it was available. I myself decided to translate it and I asked George Jordak's permission to do so. If someone asks me to name a great person, I will introduce them Imam Ali, because he was a person who had the values of all the people during history in his personality.
Ana kullu an-nas wan-nas wan.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about the life and character of George Jordak. Until next time, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.